Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay isn't your normal radio show. It's extraordinary, fun, educational, and inspiring. International business consultant Lisa Kay's unbridled curiosity and appetite for learning takes the value of personal and professional education to a new level. Combine a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand the unknown, and you have a recipe for a unique talent. Lisa Kay lives every day inspiring individuals to understand their true magnificence and live the life of their dreams. Her uncanny ability to ask the right question at the right time has helped her develop an international business consulting practice, launch a profound radio show in which she gets some of the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story, all while being a fantastic mother and mentor. Get ready for empowered success and to live the life you've always dreamed about. Now, here's your host, Lisa Kay.
Hey guys, this is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience a wealth transformation. Each Tuesday on Success and Empowerment Radio, we'll have some of the wealthiest mentors, speakers, and authors educating, empowering, and inspiring your wealth consciousness. Very special guest is Ed Mercer. Have you ever felt like you could have been more successful if only you'd been raised by your biological parents? Or if you'd been given a better education, or if you'd been born into money? It is a common misperception that a lot of people have. Today I have billionaire Ed Mercer here sharing with us how he grew up very poor, was physically abused by his father, was surrounded by drug and alcohol abuse, did not have more than an eighth grade education, lived on the street in an abandoned house by the time he was 15 years old, and was able to overcome all of those challenges to become a millionaire by the time he was 27 years old. He has been inducted into the Environmental Hall of Fame and created the Ed Foundation to support environmental projects. Ed Mercer feels blessed to have grown up the way that he did, and he has lived his entire life with a desire, a great desire, to help other people. Ed decided a long time ago that no matter what he touched, whether it be a person or an opportunity, he wanted to leave it a better place than he found it. That belief is precisely what has inspired his current project. Contacted daily with people who are in desperate financial situations. So, of course, he wanted to find a way that he could help people financially by helping them help themselves. He is currently involved in a project to help create 100 new millionaires, and he is actively interviewing candidates to join his team. Let's welcome Ed Mercer to Success and Empowerment Radio. Hey, Ed, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, how are you?
I love the idea that you're going to share your story about how you became a millionaire by the time you were 27 years old with only just an eighth grade education, and then what inspired you to write your new book and how you plan to create 100 new millionaires. Your life and your story is quite inspiring, and you've faced so many hardships. And still to have become so successful, you're a great example of possible. Ed had the opportunity to travel all over the world, and he's had the opportunity to travel to just about every state in the country and most of the countries around the world. Ed, are you there?
Hold on a minute. There he is.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad that you could join us today.
I'm blessed to be on the call. I feel very, very happy that you chose me to be on the call. This is a great opportunity for me to sort of spread the word and to give some folks some information that may guide them along the path of positive thinking, a positive attitude. You know, everything starts with your attitude, it's difficult nowadays to have the right attitude with some of the things going on. I think everybody on the planet needs a mentor, and I've been a mentor for hundreds of people across Canada, United States, and Europe. As a matter of fact, in all 50 states of the United States, every province of Canada, and 86 countries in across the world. So for me, I just feel blessed that I could be an instrument in changing some lives in a positive direction.
Well, I know the people on a regular basis who have had some really challenging upbringings or really challenging childhoods, And they don't realize that regardless of how they start out in life, that the possibilities are still endless and they still can create an opportunity as long as that is their intention to be able to travel all over the world like you have.
Well, you know, I've been blessed in so many ways. In my beginning, like you said, I came from an environment that wasn't conducive to most people's lifestyle, and I did live in a condemned house with no running water and no electricity, and actually the only time we had, I was born in Canada, actually, and the only time we had water in the wintertime was when we virtually melted snow. We had a tub full of snow. We melted on the wood stove, so that's when we had water. But, as I was listening, maybe on the call here today, was partially responsible for my wife. Some of you are going to laugh when I tell you this, but if you remember the little woodpecker that went back and forth in the little water bowl, I had that and ended up becoming a millionaire just from that one product. And then I moved on to the mood ring, and I made the same stars as the mood ring. Then I moved to the park, and I never did the pet rock or any of those things. I made a lot of money, but it's stuff you make in your lifetime is where you become as a result of it. And I think that's what's more important than anything.
Absolutely. Well, and you started out in really challenging situations. Like you said, you had to melt snow on the stove sometimes to get running water. You were the oldest of five brothers who all of them have passed away by now. So that was even part of your challenges through life.
Well, the challenge was is that, you know, the problem is that some people, they will blame their families. They'll blame the color. They'll blame their disabilities or their education. My four brothers, of course, all came from the same mother, but they chose to go in an opposite direction. Two of my brothers actually overdosed of drugs. My one brother was actually killed in a car accident due to alcohol, and my youngest brother died of natural cause. Well, he died of a leukemia when he was 12 years old. And my mother gave birth to me when she was 15, so she was like a child having a child. And so,
wow! So you started out in a very humble situation with very young parents as well.
Well, my mother was a farm girl. My mother didn't know a whole lot about life itself, and my father only came home long enough to have the children and left again. So that was I was basically grew up, working since I was 12 years old, working, trying to provide for the rest of my family.
Wow, and you were raised by a teenage mother as well, which, of course, is what we see a lot going on nowadays.
Living in a condemned house and not having an automobile and my mom also not having an education. My mother only went to school to grade 7, actually. Well, she never had any education. She didn't know what was going on in life. And we lived in this condemned house out in the country, so it wasn't conducive to her, going out and having a job. And someone like herself, it was difficult for her to get work anyway, so I had to more or less be the provider. So I would work since I was 12 years old. That's basically why I never went to school.
So you started out working at a very young age. We're going to take a quick break here, Ed, and then when we come back, we're going to get into some more information about your education and stuff. But you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore some of the most fascinating subjects of turning challenges into opportunities. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Lisa. Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex, as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mtheholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tobacco is a big product in Canada, and so I work in the tobacco fields, and then strawberry season, I work picking strawberries, apple season, apples, of course, and when the grape season come along, I would travel to work. I would just live on the farms. The farmers will put you up on their farm for doing that type of work. So I would work 7 days a week, from morning, from dark, to, from more early morning till late at night. And my father was a good guy. He'd come every Friday and collect all my money. So I never got the money. My father used to come every Friday and pick up my money. So he was, it wasn't a very good relationship I had with my father, but, you know, I didn't have a choice. That's what I had to go through. And he didn't work. Basically, he had more time drinking and doing whatever he had to do. But so I worked and worked and worked. In the wintertime, basically, what I would do in Canada, you know, we have a lot of snow in Canada. So I would knock on doors. I would shovel driveways. And I'd shovel driveways from morning till night, 7 days a week. And finally, you know, I made enough money. And, you know, when people always say, you know, you can see yourself rich before you are. And everything starts with a thought. I remember I used to hitchhike home and hitchhike to where I live. But I would tell people, this is where I live. And it was a beautiful, beautiful home. It was a mansion of a house. And then I'd walk home to my condemned home. And when I was 19 years old, I bought that house and I told everybody where I live. So, you know, although I went through all the trials and tribulations, I didn't think of myself as being poor. I watched the TV program, and it's from a disability hospital. And what had happened is in the Florida State Lottery, there were 3 disabled people that won $27 million. And they split, of course, $9 million each. And the one person had been deaf and dumb. And he said through sign language, if he could only speak and hear, he would give up his $9 million. And the other person had been blind due to a car accident, but she was married and had 2 children. And she said, when they asked her what she was going to do with her money, she said, if I could only see my husband and my children, I'd give up my $9 million. And the other person had crippled in a wheelchair. And he said if he could only get out of his wheelchair for one day, just a moment, would be like to walk, he would give up his $9 million. So I figured at that time, although I was poor, I was worth $27 million. I mean, I could walk, I could talk, I could, I could hear, I could see. And so, you know, I just...
Wow, good for you.
So I was just thankful for all the gifts that God gave me. And so I knew that they were there for a reason, and I decided that no matter what I touched, whether it be a person or an opportunity, I was going to make that person or opportunity better than when I found it. And so I started working with a program. It's called Scared Straight. I don't know if some of the residents would be familiar with that, but I worked with a program called Scared Straight. I was the mediator between probation and prison. Children, unfortunately, are going through a lot of difficulties in their life, and the Canadian government, the American government, spent millions of dollars hiring all these psychiatrists and all these specialists to help these children. Unfortunately, their success rate was 13%. Mine was 76% working with the children, because I could walk through walk and talk through talk, because I came from where they came from. And so I went to work from there, and I've been doing this most of my life. I've been working with the homeless. I've been working with Suicide Hotline, Battered Housewives, another organization called the John Howard Society. The John Howard Society was a program where prisoners get out of prison, but they can't get a job because they have a criminal record. So I would be the mediator between the prisoner and the employee. So this is basically what I've been doing my whole life, although I've written 3 books. My newest book called The 8th Grade Millionaire is going to be a New York bestseller, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, good for you. And so one of the philosophies that you must have had at a very young age, you were talking about how you recognized just the fact that you could see, hear, talk, and walk, that where people would give up millions of dollars to be able to have those opportunities, that you were already worth that. So you had that in your mind. But you must have had, you said that in the beginning that when you were working, your dad would come by and take the money from you. So at what point were you able to start saving your own money to start accumulating your money?
Well, I never, when I was 15 years old, I was able to you know, get away from my father. He was actually given a court order not to go near me because of bad things that fathers do, that this father did anyways. There was a court order for him to stay away from me or he would be criminally charged. And so then, therefore, I was able to go out and earn a living and to help my mother. But I was earning a living when I was 15 years old. So, I knocked doors. I sold everything that people could buy. I sold vacuum cleaners, magazine prescriptions, everything, windows, doors, everything you could sell door to door, I sold. And so I started off as a door-to-door salesperson when I was 15, and that's how I got started. And then I got involved with the other things that I mentioned, and things just sort of went from there.
Well, and then you said that you were able to buy the mansion that you used to walk by on your way home to your condemned home. Is that what got you started into buying real estate?
Well, what I did is I started buying broken-down homes. And I was handy, I guess you say. I would go in and I would buy a broken down home and I would paint it and I would clean it all up and do some wallpapering. Wallpaper was a big deal back then. Mm-hmm. Wallpapering and buy some shrubs and do a little bit of landscaping, and I would just sell those houses and make a few dollars. I ended up. When I was 19, I had 14 houses that I was renting. So I did really well. But again, I didn't know what a holiday was like. You know, every day run into the next. I worked 365 days a year, from the time you get up till dark in the evening. And I've done most of that most of my life. I just knew that I had to do that. I didn't have a choice. But, you know, life is
fun. And clearly one of the philosophies that you must have had along the way, too, was to save your money. A lot of people make money nowadays, but they don't tend to save a whole lot. But clearly, in order for you to have several million dollars in your bank account by the time you were 27, you had to have started saving a lot of your money and not spending much.
What happened is people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. They basically, a lot of people, when they make money, they go from a Timex to a Rolex, and from a Pontiac to a Cadillac, and from a townhouse to a penthouse. They start spending their money and spending it. I invested my money in buying more houses and more wealth. And so... I always never be a spender, always be a lender, you know. So I started. Mm-hmm. I started doing the right things, and the money turned into more money, and it just kept going from there. So by the time I was 27, I had a net worth of $1.3 million, and so that's when everything started to happen, and it just kept multiplying from there.
Thank you. We're going to take another break. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio. When we come back, Ed Mercer will share with us what took him to Costa Rica and what inspired him to create the Ed Mercer Foundation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time. Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. I have Ed Mercer here talking about how he overcame extreme challenges and became a successful entrepreneur and millionaire by the time he was 27 with an eighth grade education. And now he is looking for 100 people who want to become millionaires as well. Let's talk about, Ed, how you ended up going to Costa Rica. You spent quite a few years in Costa Rica. What took you down there?
Actually, funny story. I was a Canadian kickboxing champion many, many years ago. And I went to Costa Rica for an Ironman competition. I had no idea where Costa Rica was. I thought it was Puerto Rico. I thought also it was an island. I was mistaken in both areas. It's not an island, and it's not Puerto Rico. But when I arrived there, it was amazing. I don't know for the listeners that have been to Costa Rica. I don't know if I'm ever going to make it to heaven or not, but I know I can touch it from there. It's the most amazing place I've ever been in my life. Just the nature, Costa Rica represents only 0.3% of the world's landmass, but has 6% of all the nature in the world. It is so diverse and so beautiful. And it's a very safe country. They haven't had military since 1948. It's 5 degrees from the equator, so it's beautiful. It's just fantastic weather 12 months out of the year. But a couple things happened when I arrived there. And what had happened, unfortunately, is that people, and I say this, and I know everybody on the call is probably Americans, but I have to apologize in advance, but what was happening, the Americans were coming into Costa Rica, and they were stealing the scarlet macaw parrots, the beautiful, beautiful scarlet and gold parrots. And not only were they just selling them to the pet stores, in some cases they were killing them. And when they killed them, they would sell the feathers at Rodale Drive for hats and purses and dresses and this type of thing. And a lot of people also at that time would come in and they thought their children, for some reason, could have a pet monkey. So people with a lot of money sometimes think that they can purchase anything that money will buy, and they thought their kids could have a pet monkey. Well, the only way you can have a pet monkey is to kill the mother. And if you don't kill the mother will physically commit suicide. And they're actually stealing that turtle eggs by the thousands and selling them in Asia for aphrodisiacs. I went into the country at that time. I invested $3 million of my own money with no outside funds and planted 5,000 almond trees, which is a food of choice for the scarlet macaw parrots. hired 18 full-time armed guards. In Costa Rica, people have big, big families. So I had to build 18 homes for 18 families and provide the suitable living accommodations. And I'm proud to say now that after all these years, I have the largest flock of macaw in the country. I've got virtually thousands and thousands of turtle eggs hatching, and monkeys galore, monkeys everywhere. It's so fantastic. And so, again, like I said earlier, it's not how much money you make, it's what you become as a result of it. And so many people are working towards, I was able to ban herbicides and pesticides. I also worked with a program called shark finning. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Shark finning is, it's really a bad situation where the people are coming in and the 1,000, 2,000-pound sharks, they're bringing them onto the boat, cutting off the fins with a chainsaw, throwing them back, pushing them back into the water, into the ocean, and they just die. Sharks just die and rot in the water, and it's disrupting the entire ecosystem. And so not only have we been able to change the laws, before they were just getting minimal fines, and they were making so much money, they saw those fins for $3,000. So they were just paying the fines. We've been able to pass a law now where not only do they fine them, they put them in jail and also confiscate their boats. And so we've been able to cut out about 80% of it. So it's been really quite incredible, the things that, for me, in the beginning there was 12 apostles, now there's millions of Christians. I think, sometimes, the speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. We need to set examples. I just know that by me doing this, I know the hundreds of people have joined me through the Ed Mercer Foundation. The Ed Mercer Foundation basically is we work with the World Wildlife Foundation, National Geographic, Audubon Society, and Greenpeace. And so we're making some very, very big differences. Of course, there's not enough of us to change the world. But we're doing it, basically one person at a time, and it's working real well. And I'm really excited and so proud to be instrumental in making these things happen.
That's fabulous. So the Ed Mercer Foundation was created based on the idea of protecting the environment.
Exactly. Yes, I was inducted into the Environmental Hall of Fame. I'm the only non-Costa Rican in history that's ever had that achievement. I feel blessed to be able to be honored with that type of record. I'm the only non-Costa Rican in history that's ever had that opportunity. So I feel blessed and very proud that I've been able to do that.
And you've been able to own a lot of property down in Costa Rica as well. What are you doing with the property that you have down in Costa Rica?
Well, it's like everything else I've done, and again, I don't say this in a begging manner, but what I've done is I bought property many, many, many years ago when property values were very, very, very low, and I bought property very cheap, and I sold it over a period of time for a lot more money than I paid for it. But instead of going out and buying a Rolls Royce or going out and buying mansions, I bought more and more and more and more property. I just became the largest landholder of properties in all of Costa Rica, a private landholder, and also become the largest employer next to the Costa Rican government, privately owned employer. And so now I'm in the midst of giving it all away. I someone asked me the other day how much Howard Hughes left when he died. They said, "Well, I know exactly how much he left. He left it all. I've never seen a Brinks truck following a Hearst." So when you leave this spinning planet, everything that you have, you leave behind. And so for these people have been working with me for the last 25 years. Without them, I wouldn't have what I have today. And I've been to their weddings and to their baptisms and their, even their parents' funerals and things. And so I dedicate all of the things that I'm doing back to the people that were there for me when I needed them.
It sounds like that the legacy that you leave is very important to you. What do you want to be remembered for? What do you want your legacy to be when you leave?
Well, for me, the legacy to me is so important. For me, there's 10 reasons for being successful. Number one is integrity. The other nine don't count. It's like even in the Bible, it says the 10 commandments. It's not the 10 suggestions. You know, you need to lead by example. If when people have written books and you know, included me into their books, I've been on hundreds of talk shows and television shows, and you know, it's all about making a difference. My legacy to me is just I want to be remembered for making a difference, and that's basically it. I just want to make a difference. I know that, you know, there's so many things. I work now with the homeless, too. I will travel into an area and find a homeless person. Unfortunately, they're not very difficult to find anymore. But I get up early in the morning, and I buy two breakfasts, one for me and one for the homeless person. And what I do from there is find out what's going on in their life. Is it a book they didn't read? Is it a person they didn't talk to? What got them to where they are versus what got me to where I am. And so I've been doing that for a number of years right now. Right now I'm in Virginia, traveling across to, you know, putting together my millionaire team. I'm doing a reality show. The reality show is moving forward. And I've made 50 millionaires in the past. Now my job is to make 100 new millionaires, so it's very, very exciting and moving forward in that direction. But it's not just about making people millionaires. It's also about personal growth and personal development. So my training is about making money, but the money part of it is to you show the person how to grow and how to use that money to make a difference.
Well, before we take another break, I want our listeners to know site www.8thgrademillionaire.com to find out more about becoming one of 100 millionaires. This is Lisa Kay with Success and Empowerment Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I will share with you how to get involved with Billionaire Ed Mercer's Millionaire Mentoring Program. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. I'm talking with billionaire Ed Mercer about his latest project to create 100 million. One of the things, Ed, that I think is so inspiring about you and your approach to contribute to the environment and to the animal kingdom and the project that you're doing now to help create 100 new millionaires is basically because of the financial situation that we're in. You have people calling you on a regular basis asking for financial help. And I think that one of the most important things that we can do when people are having financial challenges is to mentor them and help them help themselves. So I think that the opportunity that you're allowing people to be accountable for their own financial situation and then just giving them the tools and mentoring them is very inspiring. Tell us a little bit about your current project to create 100 new million.
Yes, what is going on now? And again, I don't like to bring doom and gloom to anyone. I have the facts, and I know what's going on out there. I get about 200 emails per week from people from all over Canada, United States, and Europe, you know, telling me that they're having some difficulties financially in most cases, and they want me to help them. Unfortunately, you know, my hands and arms are not long enough to reach out and touch everybody, and I just can't be, you know, delving out money. And so I decided what I would do is I'd give people an opportunity to earn money. The emails I'm getting is of a very negative type of situation. And what is happening is that one out of every seven people in the United States right now are on food stamps, and it's been the worst economy for work for teenagers since World War II. What is happening, too, is one out of every five children are not getting enough food or nutrition. 27% of the mortgages are under foreclosure. Well, 50% of the mortgages are upside down, but 27% of the houses are under foreclosure. So it's not a good state out there, a state of mind with people. And so what I'm trying to do is, like I said earlier, all I want to do is to help people help themselves. And so I wanted to make sure that the opportunity that I presented to the folks is that everybody that got involved with me could become very, very wealthy and by doing the right things. I'm dealing right now with wounded warriors. It's a big job that I've taken on. Warriors from all over the United States, and there's virtually thousands of people that I'm that I'm going to be working with, to get them. A lot of them are going through some difficulties physically, but also mentally. And so I'm a mediator between them and putting them into businesses. I traveled all over the world basically for 8 months, and I only talk about money as a measuring stick, but I spent about $250,000 looking at all the different companies, all the different products, all the different items out there, and I wanted to find something that that everybody could relate to and everybody could do. So what I did is I put together a program, and this is what I'm doing now, is putting together 100 new people, millionaires, and I will be in the Guinness Book of World Records and all for making the most millionaires in the world. I've already made 50 people millionaires in the past, and so this is all part of my mentoring program. I'm not going to go into it now in depth on the call, but again, you have my information through my website and everything. But
one of the things that's really important to consider is the fact that you spent a lot of time and energy and money doing a tremendous amount of research to find an opportunity where you were actually able to help 100 people become millionaires, because that's not a small feat.
The thing is, like I said, I have an entourage of folks that work for me, and what I've done is I've traveled again across Canada, the United States, and Europe, trying to find the right product, trying to find the right everything. And I have a lot of, like I said, disabled people that are needing to you know, people are losing their homes, people are out of work, so I've put together a program that every single person that gets involved in my program would be 100% success rate. I know that may sound overly optimistic on this call, but I can tell you that what I'm talking about is foolproof. It's 100%, and every single person that gets involved with me will be able to make a difference. And put, I say, steroids in their bank account. they'll be able to go out there and if they are having some financial difficulties, within 30 to 60 days, I can make a major difference in turning that around.
Well, one of the things that's so nice about that is that when you give people handouts on a regular basis and don't actually educate them, empower them, you take away their dignity. And so what you've done is allowed people the opportunity to develop some skills and become empowered and to create their own financial independence. You're just simply giving them the tools and the guidance in how to do that. So, I mean, there's so much value in what you're doing and helping people develop, improve their self-esteem, which, of course, has a direct impact on their self-worth when they can improve their net worth.
To me, a handout is only a hand down. Basically, like I said, you're taking away from their ability. If you give someone some money and to pay their electric bill or their water bill or their telephone bill, that's like putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg. All you're really doing is alleviating that problem for the next 30 days, and that will continuously keep happening forever. And if they took all the money in the world and they divided it equally among every person, within 6 months, all that money would be back in the same pockets. He who has gets. Knowledge is our next currency, right? What we have to do is that we have to reinvent ourselves. What happens is that we, you know, again, I'm not an American and not a politician, but, you know, people, you know, they can blame Obama, they can blame the government, they can blame their family, they can blame everything. But, you know, the thing is, God gave us every tool that we require to be successful, and it's up to us to use those tools. I can't push everybody into doing the right things. I can't push a rope. You know, the difference between a rut and a grave, to me, is only the dimensions. And so there are a lot of people that, again, I call it the chain of love. Every time I help somebody, it changes their life to go out and help others. And this is a tremendous feeling. This is, for me, very, very emotional, and it's very exciting. and if I see the transformation in people's lives, and I just, it's like, it's hard to describe to you. It's like I just feel blessed that I'm instrumental in making those things happen in a very positive way. And it's happening not with hundreds of people, but with thousands of people.
Well, and the thing that I love, too, is like you said, you know, it's based on the old saying, you can either give somebody a fish and feed them for a day, or you can teach them how to fish and feed them for their entire life. And that's what this project is about for you, is giving people an opportunity to create their own financial independence. And so I just truly, truly appreciate that. I'm going to give some more contact information for folks in. So if anybody would like to contact me, you can send me an email at Lisa K, it's L-I-S-A-K, at lisakconsulting.com, or you can call me directly at 206-228-6398 to find out more about getting involved in Ed Mercer's Millionaire Dream along with me, or you can contact Ed Mercer directly at his website, www.8thgrademillionaire.com. Ed, I want to thank you so much today for being my guest and sharing your beautiful story and wisdom. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Success and Empowerment Radio. I had a wonderful time. Please join me next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Success and Empowerment Radio, I'll have Legal Shield's Dave Savula, who has been able to maintain his $1 million income throughout our challenging economic environment. Have a great week, and I'll see you back next time.
You've been listening to a transformative hour of Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and take your personal and professional life to a new level by shattering obstacles and clearing the path for unparalleled success. Each week, Lisa Kay inspires individuals to understand their true magnificence and live the life of their dreams. This international business consultant, fantastic mother, and mentor is ready to assist you to step into your true power. To schedule your life-changing session with Lisa, call 206-228-6398 and find out more about her show at lisakconsulting.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Yeah.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.